What up, guys? It's Rook here, drummer from Machine Gun Kelly, and you're listening to Sellouts, the podcast for MGK fans by MGK fans. Let's go!
I got the icing like a Pop-Tart, spitting fire like a Charizard. Welcome to another episode of Sellouts, the podcast for MGK fans by MGK fans, presented by... Well, that's something that we're going to be talking about in just a little bit. I am not here alone, though. I am joined by the co-owner of this podcast, technically, and this clothing brand, Ali Romano, who's back for her second appearance after being on the very first episode of Sellouts. So, Ali, welcome back to the guest chair.
Thank you.
It's been a wild ride the past year and a half, and if you follow us on social media, you know that we have been working incredibly hard, honestly, since February, so that's the past 3.5, 4 months, on this one project. And we're going to be talking about that project a bit today, but I want to dial it back, because the past year and a half, it's been kind of a whirlwind for both of us. Yeah. So I just want to spend some time reflecting on this past year and a half, catching everybody up, and then we will, you know, talk about what's in store for the rest of this year and beyond. So, Ali, I just want to kick it to you here. Describe what this past year and a half has been like to you, becoming an MGK fan, and then running this brand. Because you actually just also took over the Instagram last week, too.
Crazy because they go hand in hand. Like, I couldn't picture being an MGK fan without all of this chaos and, like, amazing, like, community that we have. But I never thought that we would get to a point where people are noticing you, noticing our product, following us on social media and recognizing us and wanting to be a part not only of EST, but of the things that we're both really passionate about. But it is crazy because, you know, 2 years ago, I hadn't even listened to an MGK song. And now, like, a little over a year now of being, like, a raving fan of his. And it's just absolutely insane to see everything, like, from where we started to where it is right now.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we, in the teaser for the project, when we were thinking about how did we want to, like, piece this whole thing together and kind of sprinkle in a little, like, movie trailer magic, we decided to go back into the archive of hours and hours and days worth of footage that we had, because we documented pretty much the entire first year of building Pink Fox, starting with the very first meeting that you and I had about it before we even started dating.
Yeah.
And at that time, you have never been to an MGK concert, and now here you are. You've been to 6 of them, which is nuts, in a year. And we have the clip of you, of me explaining to you what I wanted all this to be. Mm-hmm. And then after your first show in Charlotte, you were like, I get it.
Would you say that where we are today is where you imagined this going?
I think that yes. And then I think with this next project, I think we're really there. I'm pretty confident in that, or at least now it's like, okay, we are absolutely headed in the right direction.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah. So enough, you know, beating around the bush and bullshitting around. You know what? Let's just show them. You want to show them?
Yeah, let's show them.
Let's show them. Inside of everyone, there is a rock star waiting to take center stage.
Crescendo Concert Clothing brings the rock star experience to your wardrobe.
With apparel that makes you own the stage.
Like a music crescendo, we make clothing as loud and bold as the music you love.
Creating outfits that bring out your inner rock star.
Every thread is a step towards your personal crescendo, the moment when you feel truly invincible.
When you wear Crescendo concert clothing, you're not just part of the crowd, you're the main act.
Because we believe everyone deserves a chance to be in the spotlight.
Make your next concert your Crescendo moment.
Pink Fox is now Crescendo concert clothing. In February, I guess we should just kind of dive into the whole story now. So in February, we were going to redo our website. Still be Pink Fox. I actually paid a shit ton of money to update Pink Fox logos and branding and all that stuff.
And if you have some of our newer product, you have the Pink Fox logo on the tag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the breakdown shirt. Like that was stuff where it was still, yeah, we have it over there, actually. If you have a Breakdowns or Entertaining shirt, you actually have a sneak peek. It's almost like a hot commodity item now, if you really think about it. It may be worth something a bit more than what you paid for in the future. That is what the new logo was supposed to be. And so we were probably, I don't know, neck deep in the whole rebrand. And we were in Florida, Allie and I were, in the middle of April. And she goes, I think we need to rename the company. And I'm thinking here, like, what are you talking about? We just spent all this money and time on this rebrand, you know, leveling up Pink Fox to the next level. What do you mean you want to rename the company now? And it's not the first time that she has said it. So I'm going to give this one to you, and you can explain why you wanted to rename the company.
I think I saw the vision for what you wanted it to be. And I think, just speaking like completely transparently, like the people who like diehard Kells fans who like are you basically understand Pink Fox and like get why you chose to name it that and why we ran with that first. But Mike sees things very big, and that's one of the things that I love about you. But I think that we were pigeonholing ourselves with that because where I see this going is way bigger than just, you know, Kells fans. It's way bigger than that. And I didn't want to be constricted or defined or limited by a name because we're bold and loud and cocky by putting the F word in our name. I didn't want that to hold us back for any reason. I also know like the stuff that we were doing with the rebrand for PF, and it just seemed like it was missing something. And for the record, I had been pushing for a rebrand or like a name change essentially for a long time. And we had thought about it. I stressed the hell out of Mike for months, and then he said, no, screw this, we're keeping it. And I continued to stir the pot. And I think we finally got to a point where we were like both on the same page about where we wanted to take this and what we want to transform this foundation that we've built into. And Crescendo was the answer.
Yeah. So perfectly well said. Great explanation. Let's actually dive into what it is that we want this brand to be.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to set the record straight here. Crescendo equal sign Pink Fox. Literally, nothing changes.
Everything changes.
But everything changes in the sense we are now doing everything bigger and better. Crescendo concert clothing, we want to be the premier place for you to get your concert outfit from. And specifically, it is going to be geared towards the pop punk scene. And instead of just Kells, we are still MGK inspired. That is never going to change. But we are now going to expand the pool to Kells, Modsun, Jaden, Avril, Ian Dior, Huddy, and just this new wave of music, because you saw it in the trailer, this shit is and always will be so much fucking fun, and I don't think either of us wanted to lose that.
No.
So, in terms of what the brand is, that's what the brand is. Deeper level of this, we've been saying from the start, Pink Fox is all about being the rock star of your life, and Crescendo is also be the rock star of your life. But more specifically than that, it's everyone deserves a chance to be in the spotlight. A little fancier way of saying that. And I think why Crescendo is kind of like the next question. Like, you went from Pink Fox to what? So do you want to explain what Crescendo is?
Yeah. I'll explain. Why don't you explain what Crescendo, the actual definition?
Okay,
first?
Yeah. So if you remember your third or fourth grade music class, a crescendo is when a portion of music or a song gradually increases in volume into its loudest point. That's what the musical definition of crescendo is.
And one of the things that I've been saying, especially like be the rock star of your own life, something that like has resonated with me, and I'll talk about more on how we're going to incorporate this specifically into the brand, but to me this tells or like speaks to the fact that you don't have to be somebody to be somebody. And like this whole thing is based off of a love for music is what it boils down to, but you don't have to be a musician to be, you know, admired or inspirational to others. Like, I think one of the things that like made me have like this soul tie to you is one of my dreams ever since I was like a sophomore in high school was to create an online publication called Rad. And what I wanted with Rad was to showcase people that have a passion for music or for art or for writing or for cooking or for skateboarding. And what I think is so cool is Rad was literally highlighting people being the rock star of their own life. Like, the thing that gives them passion, the things that motivate them and inspire them, and just the things that like are a part of them. And I had this dream of, you know, creating this online publication and using my talents of writing and design to showcase other people's talents. And what I think is so cool about Crescendo and the mission that we have with PF and Crescendo is that like we both had like the same passion project, but it was in like different ways. Mm-hmm. 'Cause with sellouts, that's what we do, is we talk about people's love for music, and we work with other people, whether it be, you know, people who are making jewelry or people who make amazing art. Like, we work with those people because that's like what they're passionate about doing, and we get to like all come together around this one thing, which mm-hmm. is Kell's music. And for me, I feel like I got Rad out of this, but in a much bigger way mm-hmm. than what I even thought I could do just by like writing about people. Mm-hmm. 'Cause now we get to like meet them mm-hmm. and wear the same clothes as them and have the same X's tattooed on our bodies. Mm-hmm. And that's just really fucking cool.
Yeah. To that point of, I had my own version of Rad and Pink Fox, and you had your own version of Rad being Rad. This I had a very, very big mindset change during this entire 3-month process, where it very clearly now became, this is our company. Mm-hmm. Pink Fox was my company. Crescendo Concert Clothing is our company now. And it is the most aligned that we have been. When we were thinking about different names, we were literally on vacation, and this is what came up, led to a solid day and a half worth of arguing and just going at each other's necks, thinking over what this new brand needed to be. And ultimately, we got there. And I'm pumped. I am so fucking excited.
Yeah.
Because Crescendo Concert Clothing is everything that Pink Fox needed to be through a new lens. It's higher end. It feels cooler. Like, the new website, if you haven't checked it out yet, fucking sweet. Link to that will be down below in the description. It's dope. And, like, this shirt that I'm wearing specifically, we've been sneakily promoting this shirt on Instagram and TikTok and stuff like that. If you're listening to this podcast, it's the shirt that I wore to the mainstream sellout movie. It's glittery and see-through and fucking fire. And I told you, like, this is the first piece that we've produced where I'm like, that's what this brand needs to be.
We are gonna try like absolute hell to create product that resembles the concert brand.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really important to me through all of this is like we're leaning way more into the product. Mm-hmm. And we're leaning way more into the people that wear the product. And I think what's different about Crescendo, or what's elevated about Crescendo, is that like our focus is way more on the people that wear our product.
Mm-hmm.
Than about the people the product is modeled after.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's so important. And because of that, like, I've taken over a lot of the product side of things. It's important to me that we're size inclusive. It's important to me that if we have a product that you really like, but for some reason, you know, you don't feel like you're gonna be able to rock it the way that you wanna rock it, like, I want that door to constantly be open and from hearing from the people who support us and who wanna wear our clothing, because at the end of the day, like, we're doing this because we wanna build a community with the people who have the same love for music that we do. And like, we wanna make sure that we're like having that connection and not just another brand who like everything is super transactional. Cause with us, like, I feel like we're the complete opposite. Yeah. In that sense. Like, Mike yells at me cause I just give shit away and he's like, we gotta make money. But like, he does the same thing. So it's really just about being able to build that community and like, have that love for people that have the same love for music that we do.
Yeah, and to that point, you know, that was almost one of the reasons why I didn't want to rebrand, you know, because the argument I made against rebranding was, you know, we've built at this point, if you factor in every social media, YouTube channel, podcast, email list, all that stuff, you know, we have almost a 3,000 person audience.
Yeah.
In 16 months. And if you really want to break it down, it's more like in 10 months we did it. And it's like, we did that with you know, Fox in our name.
Yeah.
Which, so fucking cool. But this is just, it's just a higher level of brand is really like what this comes down to. Like, I don't want to say like we maxed out what Pink Fox could be, but very clearly it felt like we were getting to the point where maybe we were close to that.
Yeah.
So the rebrand, all in all, I'm super stoked about it. Allie's super stoked about it, right?
Yeah.
And I think we just feel super confident in what we're going to do and the mission that we're on. So if you still want to be down for the ride, you got a fucking spot here. Get behind me. Lot of room here on this hype train. But this is gonna be fucking fun. And when I mean that everything is being upgraded, everything is being upgraded. So be on the lookout for that. Do you have anything else to add?
I would just say, like, just because we're leveling up, like, in terms of what our product looks like and stuff, our goal is to do that to continue to, like, build a community. So we're, like, your go-to place for concerts, raves, fucking going to see Rook in the House of Blues in Cleveland, like, whatever it is, like, we want to be your go-to spot for that, which is why I said, like, if there's something you want, there's something you like, and you don't see it, and we don't have it, like, let us know. Like, that is, we're making this stuff for you guys. So, like, never be afraid to tell us, like, yo, you gotta make this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've just spent so many hours recently just, like, going through different things to add, and hopefully my goal here by, I want to call it the end of the summer, if all goes well, I want to do monthly drops, and that's going to be kind of the new cadence of things, is every month we're going to roll in a new set, and it'll probably be available just for that month, but it just allows us to keep putting out the dope shit that you guys want us to do. But that's kind of it. It's been a long ass 3 months. I'm fucking exhausted. I'm so goddamn tired. But I hope you guys love it. Follow us on socials. Link to that will be down below in the description if you're not already. Check out the new site, because the new website, oh my god, the new site is fucking badass. I promise you it's fucking badass. What else do we have? Any other call to
action? Check out new product.
Check out new product. If you're watching this, the glittery shirt, see-through top, that's out now, so grab that. The Black Block C hat restocks this week as well. You can pre-order those. And at the time of recording this, we have 6 of the pink hats left as well. So everything's selling fast. We've sold out of the black hat for the second time. Don't miss out on wave 3. And with that, I think we'll wrap it up here. Cool? Oh, wait, one last thing before we go. Another thing that I wanted to bring up in regards to everything kind of leveling up is, number one, the kind of content that we are producing is also changing. Sellouts isn't going away. We are going to go back to 1 episode per week. Ramping up in the way that we did didn't work the way that I thought it was going to. So we're going to go back to once a week. And we're also going to try for 1 additional YouTube video a week. And also every month we're going to be doing like style guides and cool shit like that. That way you are always in the know in terms of what to wear with what. And you can show up to your next concert looking your absolute fucking best. And with that, we're going to get up out of here. Be sure to leave a like if you like this episode. If you like the announcement, shout the fuck out to you. Stay on the hype train. We are only going to take this thing to the moon, and then past the moon, and then to Mars, and then to, what's after Mars?
Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter.
Jupiter, Saturn. And then Saturn. And then we're going to go all the way to Pluto, which isn't even a planet anymore. In my head, it still is, though. But anyway, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. And I hope to become your premier concert apparel brand. Later.